Yeah, we're in Simen Yudalad, Sif Gimel. Ashayu mechaveiro italis, she'ena mitziyet. A person borrowed from someone else a talis. The talis does not have any tzitzis on it. It's a talis of dalad knofit. Is potter milahato bo tzitzis kol shloishim yay. So he can wear this talis without tzitzis for 30 days. Now, the reason for this is the chsiv ksuscha, that the whole chiv gedilem tasa lecha alaba kantos ksuscha, that one is mechuyev to put tzitzis on a beggar that belongs to him. V'loi shel acherim. But if it's not ksuscha, belongs to someone else, that means when he's borrowing the talis, that means I'm using someone else's talis. So it is not considered kesuscha. So therefore, I can wear this talis for 30 days, and I don't have to put tzitzis on it, because it's not kesuscha. There's no chiv to put tzitzis on a beggar that does not belong to me. Aval acher shloishim yoyim, after 30 days, that means he's wearing this beggar 30 days, and no problem, he's wearing the beggar without tzitzis. The 31st day is chayev midarabonah. Then he's chayev midarabonah to put on tzitzis. Why? That means minatayre is potter, because it's not ksuscha. There's no difference 30 days and 40 days. But v'vnei shen nivis kishaloi. But since he was wearing this talis consistently for 30 days, so it would seem to people that this is his talis. He's wearing it for 30 days, so he's the bailim. So even though halachically he really is not mechuyev to put on tzitzis on the 31st day, but midarabanan he's mechuyev to put on, because since it would seem to the olam that this is his talis, and he was wearing it for 30 days, so memela, on the 31st day, so it looks to the people that he's wearing his talis without putting tzitzis into it. Hago, Dr. Mo, v'merzira yitech shloishim, what happens if he's wearing it for 15 days? V'chaza olakachai, and then later he borrows it again for another 50 days. Ene mitztarif. So here we don't say 15 plus 15 equals 30. That means even though he was wearing it for 30 days, but since he was not wearing it consecutively for 30 days, so the nira kishaloi does not apply. So memele rak beine shloishim yoim ritzufit. We need 30 consecutive days, and then he's chayiv to put in tzitzis on the 31st day. Now, what? The sign first starts after 30 days. But like this, he's wearing this beged for 30 days, so it looks like it's his beged. The whole Baal sign starts after 30 days. Why should people think that this is his beged? I just borrowed a beged from someone else. So people have no right to think that it's my beged. So I can wear this beged, dalit knofis, without putting tzitzis in it. But now, so the mechaber says a halacha that he's potter to put tzitzis in. So that's what the mechaber is speaking about. He's wearing a borrowed beged for 30 days. So he can wear it without tzitzis. Now, v'hamato bo tzitzis. Now, if a person will put tzitzis in, now we're speaking about he's putting in his own tzitzis. He's putting in the barda bag, and I put in his own tzitzis. O mevorech, he makes a broch on it. Loi hifsit. So he didn't lose anything by making this broch. Now, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying so far? He's saying, Amar deKechidush, we will elaborate as we continue. That means like this, Me'ikar Hadin is potter. Afilu Midrabonu is potter. The whole Chiv is only on Ksuscha. This is not Ksuscha. Vafal Pikain, but he borrowed it the first day, and he went and put in tzitzis in it. So even though the beged is potter from tzitzis, and he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with a beged that's potter from tzitzis, is he can make a broch. Why? K'may noshim she'echayles levoich al mitzvah sasei she'azman gromer av she'peturais. That means, so he gives an example. Women take a lulav and an esrog, the first day sukkis, and they make a broche, shekishonu v'ritzvois v'tzivonu on the tilas lulav. So now let us just think for 1 minute, please. What kind of shekishonu v'tzivonu you did not hear when you were mitzvah sasei she'azman gromer. So there is such a concept that even though she is not mitzvah, there's no tzivi on her to take a lulav, but she could be machnas herself to make herself a bachiyuvet. I mean, even though she's not bachiyuv to do the mitzvah, but she can do it. She could be machnas herself that she could do the mitzvah, even though she's not bachiyuv to do the mitzvah. That means be'etzem she's taking an esrig in lulav, which is a maisa mitzvah. Now, she personally is not mechuyim to do this mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah sasei she'azman gromer. But if she wants to do the mitzvah, even though she's not mechuyim to do the mitzvah, it's considered an asiyas mitzvah. It's not called she's not doing anything. It's called she's doing a maisa mitzvah. Another say she gets schar from what she's doing. So, Mamela, so we see a Moiradikizach, that even though a woman is not Mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, but if she wants to do the Maisa mitzvah, it's considered a Maisa mitzvah. That's how we paskin al Kaponim, there are more paskins like that. And therefore, she can make a broche. So, Mamela, so the Magen Avraham says a Moiradikizach. So he says, so this beged, I borrowed a beged from Reuven. Now, I'm wearing this beged. I'm not mechuyiv to put tzitzis in this beged, because this beged is not ksuscha. So I'm not mechuyiv to put tzitzis in this beged. Gevaldik. Af al pikein, even though I'm not mechuyiv to put tzitzis in the beged, but if I want, so I'm not mechuyiv in tzitzis, but I want to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, I can be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. That means, if it's not my beged, there's no chiyu, but it's a beged of dalat kamfis, and other people are mechuyev. No, let's say the owner of this beged, if he'll wear this beged, he's chayim and tzitzis. No, because it doesn't belong to me, I'm not chayim, but I want to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. With my tzitzis, I can make a broche. On the meile, yocholotzes by b'shabes l'shus harabim. So since it's called a kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's not called that I'm doing something ridiculous, it's called I'm doing a mitzvah, it's a beged shadalat knopis, and it's called I'm being mekayim, or being I'm doing a maisa mitzvah. So therefore you can go wear this in Shabbos also. The noy hula beged, this is a noy, this is a beauty of the beged, that this is the beauty of the beged, that has tzitzis, and I can be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with this beged, even though I'm not mechuyev. Now, the Tilul of David is a very interesting thing. The Tilul of David says that this whole concept, that even though I'm not mechuyev, I can make a broche, that is dafke if this talus of Dalas Knafas belongs to a yid. So, be'etzem, to the owner of this talus, is Betzim, if he'll put on this talus, is a chiv to put tzitzis on it, ksuscha. So even though it's not mine, because I don't own it, but al kaponim, I could, since Betzim, for the bailim, there's a chiv tzitzis, so by me, even though there's no chiv, but I can do the maisa ha-mitzvah of tzitzis, even though there's no chiyuv. But if you have a talus of a goy, that the talus mitadim belongs to the goy. There's no chiyum on such a beggar, period. So Memele, so he says, I'll go and borrow from the goy this talus. He says, so here, I won't be able to make a bracha either. He says, the only way I can make a bracha is if be'esem, on this talus, there's a chiyuv tzitzis for the bailim. So my melech, even though I'm not mechuyiv, if I put on tzitzis, I can make a broch. That is till 30 days. But after 30 days, yischayim midarabonam, minei sheniris kishaloi. It looks like it's his talus. He's been wearing this talus for more than 30 days. So to people, it looks like it's his talus. So my melech, then he's talking mechuyiv midarabonam. And then, if there's a chiyuv mida rabbonon, so then he should zicha make a broche, period. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about a different shaila. We just said over here that a person borrows a talis, meikir adin, there's no chiyuv to put tzitzis in the beged, because it says ksuscha, and borrowing means it's not my beged. I'm using this person. I'm wearing this person's beged. So therefore, me'iker adin, I'm potter from tzitzis. Now, what is the din? The seicher. What if a person rents a talus? Now, let's just appreciate what the shaila is for 1 minute. That means the difference between a seicher and a shoyel is a shoyel is I have the right to use your thing, but I'm not paying for this right. You're letting me use your thing. That is a shoyel. A soicher is I'm paying for the right to use your thing. But now the shayla is, does a soicher, since he pays for his shimush, he's paying for the right to use it, is it considered that he's a shtickle bailim on the beged? Or do we say, no, a seicher is only, I'm paying for the right to use your thing. But what saya shoyel and saya seicher, it's called, I'm using your thing. A shoyel, I'm paying for it. A seicher, I'm paying for it. A shoyel, I'm not paying for it. But the bottom line is, I'm using your thing. Some amelus, some ikaradin, I'm potter from tzitzis. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says now. The soicher dinai kishoyel, a soicher is like a shoyel. That means meiker adin is potter. Ubeiter matzasi shekosav aschiris mesafkelo. The iter held that since he's paying for the use of the talus, he acquires some sort of an ownership in the talus. It's a shoyel is chat as I'm using your talus. A soicher acquires some sort of an ownership in the talus. It's a concept of schiris kanye. So therefore the itahotso could be if a person is renting a talus, could very well be that he's mechuyiv to put in tzitzis right away. That's a subject in the Balaita. Now, let's go further in the Mechaber. Now, here we're talking about a new case. We have to clearly understand the two cases, what the Mechaber is speaking about. The first case was speaking about I borrowed a talus from someone else, and I put in my own tzitzis. So, Memele, so there the Shaila was, am I chayv to put in tzitzis? So the Mechaber says, Yizicha not chayv the first 30 days. Afterwards, it's nira kishulei ben yachay. But I'm putting in my own tzitzis in a borrowed beged, which mikra din at potter. Here we're speaking about, I go over to someone, he should lend me his talus, he has a talus mitziyatzis, and I asked him, he should lend me the talus. So then, you make a brocha right away. You mechuyev to make a brocha. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the poshut, the reason why you mechuyev to make a brocha, is because there is a understanding that when I come over to a person, I tell them, lend me your talis. And we will see, he's speaking about, he doesn't have a talis, he wants a daven, which was a talis. He says, lend me your talis. So what is his intent? His intent is, he wants to daven with a talis. Now, the only way he can, the mitzvah of tzitzis is, it's your talis, your tzitzis. So if I'm coming over to you to borrow the talis, do I want to borrow the talis? Because I want to daven with a talis. That means I want to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So even though perhaps in the terminology that I said, please lend me your talis, it could be that it sounds like, yeah, I want to borrow it. So if I want to borrow it, so then say, by the apostle. But we understand, it doesn't mean he wants to borrow it. He wants to be Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis. That's why there was a Beged with Tzitzis already. See, Poshet wants to be Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis. So the word borrowing is not the really, his true intent. You really want, you should be maknet him, you should give it to him. That's what really amounts. He said the lotion borrowing, but that is not what his true intent is. Now let us see. V'yesh machmirin, v'saivim shloy lebolech. That, listen, he said borrowing, so you have to, you call a lawyer, what does borrowing mean? Borrowing means to borrow. So if he's borrowing it, so then he shouldn't make a brocha. He's part of the tzitzit. Ellen K. Nosloy Beferish Matonam and Aslahas, unless he said the fish, I'm giving it to you now, you should be magnet to me. Achroim Achroinim Maskimim Lipsaka Shulchan Aruch. Achroim Achroinim agree with the Machaba. Vatamu, though Adaita, though Hochi Yishilolai. Why is he borrowing the talus? Why is he doing it? Sheyavorichala, because he wants to be Mekayim now, Mitzvah Sitzis. Now, the only way I can make a bracha is only if it's mine. Okay, so we have over here, the Mechaba holds that I can assume rightfully that what I ask him to borrow, I can assume, I really mean he should be maknet to me, matonah manas la'after. And that's what Reiv Achayinim holds. And there's others that hold that since the Loshen was a Loshen of Shaila, you can't make a bracha. Yeah. So now, some Mishabur says like this. L'chatchila b'vada yeisetai l'vakesh me'amashu she'itan le'bim atodam nas l'achse. So l'chatchila, you should go over to this person. Please, I want to daven now. I don't have a talus with me, so please be makna me this talus. I'm a nas l'hafza. That's l'chatchila. But if he didn't do it, so we can rely on the mechaba, that the mechaba says we can assume that the lotion of lending in reality means be makna to me. So the lotion of Shaila is loved up. Now, the davke imshol mimenu talus amiyuchad lemitzvah. So he says, this understanding, this assumption, that I say he really wants that he should be makna to me the talus, that's davke, I'm borrowing from him a talus amiyuchad lemitzvah. This is a talus, you're davening with this talus. So why am I borrowing the talus? I'm like, this is because I want to daven with a talus now. So I want to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis when I daven. So memela, so then we can assume that the lotion of Shaila is lav davka. It really means you should be matzah to me. Avo. Imo beget or imed lo bisha. Let's say this person wears a beget. And the purpose he wears this beged is because it's a beged, it's a vest or some other type of a beged. And he wants to wear this beged. But since it's rive of the of the slits of the beged are open. So he puts tzitzis there to be machmer. That means this is a beged. He doesn't wear this to be metayim mitzvah tzitzis. He wears it, and this is a beged. No, he puts tzitzis on because he's machleit putting tzitzis since the slit is right over the beged. Is in such a, that's case number one. Case number two. The chayn im shol talis lalis l'teire, Eilave l'fnei ha-teiva, eila duchen. Or three other cases. That means they call the mat l'teire, the covered of the aliyah, he should wear a talis. He's duchenin, he's a koyim, so he wears a talis. But the reason why he's borrowing the talis, or he's alive of Ne'er Peve, they'll mechave them to daven, Shemanesre, he's a bocha, normally doesn't wear a talis. But they'll mechave them to daven, so he puts on a talis, I'll cover that tzibur. So in these three cases, he is not be'etzem interested in Mechayim Mitzvah Sitzes. That means, but he has to put on a talis because he can't do him without a talis. He can't be a lotero without a talis. She'ein ha'yelo mishim ha'kovet. So the reason he's wearing this talis is only of cover the tzibur. Is aim of olchin olo. Now, so then, the ulai, because here we can say, hay retzoinei la'ashiloi, rak lemar bushlochot, b'lay la'aknoisloi. Yeah. So Mamela, so there this assumption that the Mechaber said that he can make a broche, because I assume his request was to be maknehem the talus, to give the talus, that's tafke, if the intent of borrowing the talus is to be able to daven with a talus. So he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis b'shas tefillah with a talus shel mitzvah. So then we say we should not be misled from the lashon he said, from the terminology he said, but we can assume that he really means he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis by the davening. But if he goes over to someone, he's going to duchen now, and he's a bocha, he goes over to someone, lend me your talis. So then I don't have a right to assume that he wants to be kind of the talis. Why should you want to be kind of the talis? He's not interested now in being kind of the tzitzis. He has to put on a talis. So lend me the talis. I can assume it means lend it. And if it's lending, so there's no chiyuv to make a broche. That's one day. V'yesh chelkim b'zeh, v'sviru d'b'chol gavni mevolchim. Others hold that no, even though the reason why he's borrowing the talis is not to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis now, but if he's borrowing a talis, I can assume that he wants the intent and this borrowing is to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis also, even though he's wearing the talis for a different purpose. Al ken kosa v'derech hachayim, the yoyser toy shechaven b'cholelu sh'loy liknais k'vei sh'istach l'voich l'kulo yalma. So therefore the derech hachayim says, Nasiva says, so listen, we have a shayla where you want to borrow a talis to duchen. Fine. Now others hold, even if you say such a lashon, it still means you should be makdami the talis. Others hold it doesn't mean that. So the Nesiva says, so listen, so why do we have to get into a problem? Have kavona not to be kind of the talis. So whatever this person thinks, whatever he thinks is irrelevant, in order for me to be kind of the talis, I have to want to be kind of. So heaven's in it not to be kainet, so then no problem. You don't make a bracha l'kulo. G'day shlo yitztarech l'boich l'kulo yal. Levad me'atalas yeshol be'eis ha'tfilo lo says boy. Unless he's borrowing a talis, he wants to daven with a talis. He's a he's a nosri, and when he davens, he wears a talis. So there the intent is, taka should be, daven with a talis, be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So memela, then fakelti should be mechavim to be koinet. And we can be saying mechavim poiskim that mistame, even though he said a lotion of lending, but really means he wants to be kind of the talis. Fine. That is not if you have a talis of a private person. But now, the talis shel kol is as follows. The kol purchase talisos for whoever who comes into the, whoever will daven here, should have a talis to daven with. So not everyone remembers to take his talis. So the talis was purchased for the use of the kol. That's why the talis was purchased. That is the reason why they purchased this talis. Now, let us just say a very interesting thought. Let's say you have an eslik shel kol. An eslik shel kol, that means in the olden times it was very, very difficult for a yochid to go and purchase an eslik. It was very expensive. It was beyond his means. So the whole kol purchased one eslik. Now, now what do we do with this eslik? So it was purchased with an intent that when Reuven will take the eslik, it will be Reuven. When Shimon will take the eslik, it will be Shimon. And that is called, we say, yesh breire. That means to say, we have something that was purchased with the intent that whoever is using it at that time, it's his. So by an eslik shel kol, that's what they did. The kohol, the kehila, purchased an eslik, dalet minim, for all the members of the kol, or everyone who wants to bench on it. So the ownership of this eslig is that when you're using it, it's yours. When Yankel is using it, it's Yankel's. That is something which was purchased for the kol. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, so if you have talesim, which the kol purchased for the people who will daven in shul who need a talis. So it's the same thing. So pshati, so when Reuven will put it on, so it's Reuven's. When Shimon puts it on, it's Shimon's. So this is, it's mamish, is talis. Not that I'm borrowing the talis. It was purchased for Tzayza Kalko. Avo, but talis is shel kol, kain shalom, ametzis, bodek, nesis. Even though the reason he's putting it on is only And there's, yes. That is Poshet, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But he says, I am Bir Aloche. That I am Bir Aloche is, and the Bir Aloche brings out Mashara Yafraim. The Shari Yafraim says, Amor the Kechidish. The Mishnah Berurah is not too keen about this Chidish, but Al Kaponim, he considers this Chidish as something to consider. The Shari Yafraim says, Amor the Kezach. There's two ways how to wear a talus. One way to wear a talus, you put it over your head. A second way to wear a talus, you don't put it over your head, you put it over your kuf. Now, halachically, If you put it over your goof, you don't put it over your head, it's your talus, you make a bracha l'sata petzitzis, and there's no shayla about it. But if a person was called up for an aliyah, and he doesn't put it over his head, so actions speak louder than words. So by not putting it over his head, he is showing with his actions, I'm only doing it l'shem kavod. I'm not doing it. I mean, when I wear a talus, I put it over my head. Here, I'm just doing it l'shem kavod. So if I'm doing it l'shem kavod, so that is not a levisha that's chayav b'tzitzis. That means the whole mitzvah of tzitzis is if you are wearing this beged because you want to wear it, taket. That's your interest. You want to wear the beged. But if I don't want to wear the beged, I'm just slipping it over my shoulders, I'll cover it. So then the Shah Ephraim says that you don't have to make a bracha. Yes, yes. Covered. So then, but the Shah Ephraim said, "I'm more the kechidish that is." That if you're putting it over your head the way normally a talus is worn, so then he says, so that's called, I want to make a levisha with it, and then you have to make a bracha. If I'm showing I'm not wearing it the way I normally wear a talus, then he says, I don't have to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is not too keen about this. The Jewish Vanogis Rav Sternberg says, since the Mishnah Berurah is not too keen about it, so it's preferable to put it over your head and to make a bracha l'sata petzitzis. That would be the most preferable thing. But again, there's chiluki deis here. Yeah. That's right. So that's the problem. It's a problem. I mean, that what most people are doing is not necessarily the right thing to do. Never, or Shabbos. They wear the hat all the time during the week and Shabbos. So we don't have an chanami. Yeah. So then we lost the school. It would be preferable to make a bracha. That's the maskon of the Mishnah Berurah, which he thinks about it, that perhaps one can understand. That's me. He wants to.
Just the rock, not going through the whole thing.
Oh, so now we're also in hot water. If we're making a bloch already, so now the shaila is that it can be saimach on chazoke. So one of the reasons we check the tzitzis is because we chayish to make a bloch, we're not saimach on chazoke. And that's what we're checking. It's from a mele. So, those who say it's preferable to make a bloch, they say, she tried to check the tzitzis also. That's, yeah. No, you're not going to have that. Yeah. Is that called the levisha? Yeah. Oh, so that's what we're talking about over here. The tzatala shel kol. The tzatala shel kol. So then, l'chayre, he should make a bracha. I mean, that's the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah. And the kasha is, so, yeah, the day brings from the Shari Ephraim, yeah, v'meine reis l'vachav l'yatav, this is the Shari l'yatav, reis sheklar, rakatim yitagum l'vav. He says, a talus shall call, yesh lavoi chalov, by the talus shall shutrin. So, the davkit, shu nisat by reishi, kenach atit shachir, so, the lavoi in lavoi. So, he says, because it, that shows that shows he's not interested in being mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore the Shai Ephraim says a bigger chiddush, that a fellow is taking his talus, which the tzicher is chayim the tzitzis, but if it's this man bold, I mean, they call them up and you hear the grumbling already, he's going to start looking at the tzitzis and thus, and so Mamela, so the nice of, so he wears it on his shoulders. If you have to make a broch or not. So that's the Shari Ephraim. I mean, so there is such a svara. He's not too keen about the svara, but you have a Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim said the Pistaminic is you don't make the tissue. The Dish of Note speaks about it specifically. Yeah, basically. That he says, but even to my boy, I don't think the Dish speaks about it. Rav Steinbuch speaks about it, he says. He said, you should make a broch. Preferably, you should make a broch. Preferably you should make a broch. Because the Mishavur by Tzorchim. And the Tzorchim is only, I'm doing it only with Shem Kovid, not to my mail then. He says, but Adrabi, he says, put it on. I'm kind to mitzvah. Mitzvah sits, shuckle, can I get all your mitzvahs up? I'm kind to mitzvah for 2 minutes. Mitzvah sits for 2 minutes. What? And the broch and the chaycha, that's all. That is right. Fine. Now let's go a little further. No, we can't go a little further. Okay, we have to stop here. Okay.